I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Linda's Construction Time, 249. Time to check out Leaf Guard Gutters. You do it. Linda's Construction. High school football night. Always fun. We'll have the high school football sports rally tonight on Channel 4. Lakeville South Prior Lake, our feature game. We're shooting St. Thomas Academy against Tartan. We got a number of games in the docket. Providence Academy and Fridley, Wyzetta, Eden Prairie, all kinds of them. But it ain't so easy as just to play a game. You got to find a game sometimes, depending on what happens to your schedule and with COVID and everything else. Athletic directors have becoming more and more adaptable to a whole new 2020. Troy Stein's in the middle of it. He serves on the board for the Minnesota State High School League and is the athletic director at Edina High School. Troy, how are you today?
I'm good, Maxie. Good to hear from you. And it sounds like there's a couple other great games and some great matchups tonight. Looking forward to hearing how those games go.
For sure. Now tell us who Edina is playing tonight.
Yeah, we're excited to host for the first time the Bemidji Lumberjacks. Hmm. And we're so fortunate to have them come into the Twin Cities tonight. And looking forward to a great, unique matchup.
Explain how you ended up playing Bemidji.
Well, as a few other schools are dealing with COVID and a lot of this is just last minute, right? We get the call on late in the day Wednesday with our opponent that was previously scheduled for Friday that they couldn't play. So we just started scrambling and making some calls, reaching out to other ADs, other conferences and districts. And then finally, later in the evening, I went to social media. And we have a nice following of our at Edina Hornets Twitter account and, sure. And put it out there. And I got a call about 5 minutes after from a northern school that said, hey, I think we may have some options up here and just hold tight. And so we figured it out by the next day. We had Bemidji lined up and they were ready to go to St. Cloud. And they just said, you know what? We travel quite a bit to the northern metro. We can make this work. So super fortunate it worked out for us.
If they don't have, they should have by now. It's almost like you need a portal, don't you? Like they do this transfer portal where you can just peek in and see who needs a game each week because that's about where we're at, right?
You know, somebody joked there should be some type of app similar to like a dating app where you can find out who's available, who's not available.
Fill in what you would like to play. We need a smaller defensive Absolutely. Line to play against this week and then blah, blah, blah. See what pops up, huh?
But it's so fluid right now. Literally 5 minutes before you called, I got a call from our JV opponent that we had a line for Saturday and they are out as well.
Really?
And so it's just nonstop, and then to throw in the snow here the last few days, we're just scrambling with schedules, facilities, sites. We had to move our section soccer games into the dome here until we could get our field prepared. So you just kind of roll with it right now.
Yeah, I was talking to folks in Chisago Lakes today. I didn't realize this. Their first football practice will be Monday. Because they had COVID come and cancel all their section playoffs, but the football team was put on hold and will play a three-game schedule before sections. And I know this is a little bit unique. Not many schools have had to endure that. But they haven't even practiced yet, and the snow is flying.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things we're all learning through this process is that just be super grateful about the opportunity you have at this moment, right? And so we're doing everything we can to provide the experience for our kids, whether it's a practice, providing these games, because we just don't know what's in front of us, right? So to that point, you know, tonight could be our last game for a while, right? You just don't
know.
Play out. So you do everything you can to try and make it happen.
Yeah, and I don't mean to get too far in front of this, but as soon as you get done with this, here comes winter sports, and they're all indoors. I mean, have you thought much about, do you think this would be good training? Do you think it's going to be kind of similar for the winter sports in a lot of respects?
Yeah, it's hard to predict how it's going to play out, but certainly we're starting to experience it a little bit more than we did earlier in the fall, right? So, and part of it is, you know, the protocols and guidance put forth by MDH and the decision-making guide around, you know, if you have a one less symptom or one major symptom versus two lesser symptoms, you know, it quarantines kids, right? And So that's another factor that we're starting to really see right now. So if a kid has a common cold, they have a fever and a runny nose, those are two less symptoms, and they're quarantined until they can get a negative test. So there's those factors coming into play, and you know, we're just trying to do the best we can to manage all that. But certainly winter is going to be a new area for us as we go indoors.
Yeah, and last along those lines, I mean, what dictates quarantine and what doesn't? But testing is, I mean, we talk about for the Gophers, for the Vikings, they're able to test, but they've got resources and they've got people in place. High schools don't have that. What can you do? So you're basically just looking for symptoms and fever?
Well, right. So if you have one major symptom, or if you have two lesser symptoms, then you're quarantined or until you get a test. So unfortunately for us, we're putting that on the families to go get that done, right? So it just takes more time. Whereas at the university, they're probably able to turn that test result the same day. It takes us, you know, two, sometimes three, 4 days before we get the results.
Gotcha. Troy, keep up the good work. We know you're busy. Thank you for giving us some time. Keep doing what you're doing and getting us through this thing.
Hey, thanks for all you do, and looking forward to hearing how the football games go tonight. So thanks, everybody.
You bet. Troy Stein, athletic director at Edina High School. He's a great athlete at Ricori High School back in the day, three-sporter. Played for the Gophers, played baseball and Chaska out there. Done a lot of good things over the years. And now he's on the state board there and running the Edina athletic program. I don't know where what we've seen, some of these things have just been remarkable. Teams changing their schedule on a Thursday for a Friday game and just getting it in. And there is one, he hit on it, but there is one positive out of all that, particularly for football, I think, because we thought football was lost. We thought it was going to be a spring sport, and there really wasn't that much enthusiasm for playing football in the spring. There just wasn't. And the one thing that's come out of this, and I was at two football practices this week, two high school practices, is the gratitude that these kids feel for having a season. And it's on two fronts. Number one is they didn't think they're going to have a season, so it's like a gift. And so they're so excited that they get to play anybody. Number two is many of them are hybrid or distant learning. And so without a football practice every day, they wouldn't get to be with their guys, you know. They wouldn't get to run with their boys and hang out and give each other a hard time and all those things, because there'd be no common meeting place. There'd be no place for them to just hang out and tease each other at all the things that go with being a high school kid. So the practices, the fact that they can be around each other for practices, is really an integral part of this thing. Because what I sensed when I was there was there's all this pent-up energy, and they're able to look forward to it all day as they get through the loneliness of this distant learning that, while necessary, leads to, you know, I think some depressing moments, some frustrating moments, some why do I keep doing this, or I don't get this, and I can't just go to talk to the teacher after class. I think there's lots of moments like that. And you need a place to just go let it loose once in a while. And I think for football specifically, because it came onto the scene late here, they were able to resurrect the season. I think it's been invaluable for a lot of kids to have something to look forward to spend their energy, to keep their discipline in place because there's something to shoot for and a reason to keep them their noses clean and everything else. And even if they can't dress in the same locker room anymore, at least they can be together and play some football. And there's something to be said for that. Good show today across the board. Mark Mullaney was great. To beat Lallier was great. Talking about what's going on at Hopkins. Bill McGreevy Jr. was outstanding with how they've adjusted to what they're adjusting to with funerals. Commander Scott Gerlicher, Graham Gresseth, Troy Stein, Joe Orlando. I mean, it was all good. It was all fun. Hope we did our job for you. I'm saying Chad Hartman will be back next week. But our thoughts and prayers go out to he and Chris and the entire families. Mike Mack saying so long, but more great stories on CCO next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.